Hello and welcome to our program, Excerpts from Consumer Reports, brought to you by OWL Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I am Susan Chambers, and today I will be reading articles from the January 2024 issue of Consumer Reports, here on OWL Radio. Starting with the Building a Better World Together column, Keeping Credit Reports Free. In September, the nation's three biggest credit bureaus said they would permanently offer consumers free weekly credit reports at annualcreditreport.com. Free access is important because the information in credit reports can have a profound effect on many elements of one's financial life, including the ability to get an auto, home, or student loan, use a credit card, rent an apartment, sign up for a cell phone plan, and even get a job. Credit reports are also notoriously rife with errors. A nationally representative 2022 survey by Consumer Reports found that 14% of people who ever checked their credit report found an error the last time they checked. And a 2012 Federal Trade Commission study revealed that 1 in 20 consumers found an error that could result in less favorable credit terms. The bureaus began providing free reports during the COVID-19 pandemic, but the policy was set to expire at the end of 2023. Consumer Reports pushed for years to make credit reports permanently free to consumers and more accurate. As part of our 2021 credit checkup project, a third of the nearly 6,000 volunteers who examined their reports told us that they found errors. We collected almost 50,000 petition signatures calling for free access to reports, and we met with the industry's trade group shortly before the September announcement. Please support our efforts by signing our new petition at cr.org/creditpetition, urging the bureaus to do more to address credit report errors, and go to cr.org/reportfix for advice on how to correct mistakes on your own reports. A Consumer Report Call to Action. Consumer Reports recently published an article revealing the dangers of water beads, tiny gel balls that are marketed as toys but have sent thousands of children to emergency rooms. When children ingest water beads, which look like candy, the beads enlarge in their stomach or intestines, causing serious injuries and in some cases resulting in death. Sign CR's petition calling on the Consumer Product Safety Commission to ban the sale of water beads as toys and to secure recalls of water beads that are already in the American market and in homes. You can find this at cr.org/banwaterbeads. Protecting our privacy. What's at stake? Every time we buy something on the internet or merely browse for a product, our online security and personal privacy are compromised as companies track our every click. Then they can sell what they learn to anyone who will pay for the information. Our data is often being used by marketers looking to sell us stuff, but it can also be employed in ways that can result in denying you a loan, a job, or insurance coverage on the basis of race, gender, or other private info. What Consumer Reports is doing about it? Consumer Reports has long fought to give consumers more control over their personal data. In recent years, for example, we've worked closely with state legislatures to develop strong data privacy laws and strengthen weak ones. But even when such laws give consumers the right to stop the sharing and selling of their info, exercising those rights one company at a time can be impossibly time-consuming. That's why Consumer Reports recently launched Permission Slip, a free mobile app that reveals the kinds of information about you that companies collect, trade, and sell. Then, if you choose, a simple tap will send a request to those companies to delete your accounts or stop selling your information. And the app will even follow up with the companies later to help ensure that your request has been fulfilled. As of mid-October, consumers had initiated more than 1 million opt-outs and deletion requests through permission slip. What you can do? You can learn more at permissionslipcr.com and download the free app at Apple's App Store or the Google Play Store. From the Ask Our Experts column, how can I keep food from sticking to a stainless steel pan? The secret is to preheat your pan properly. Stainless steel has pores in it that shrink when the steel heats up. If it doesn't get hot enough, food, especially fish and eggs, can get caught in the pores that are still contracting and then stick to the pan. To preheat your pan, place it over medium heat for 1 to 2 minutes. Then sprinkle a few drops of water on it to see if they form beads that glide along the surface. If the water doesn't bead, try again in 30 seconds. Once the water forms beads, add oil or butter, swirl it around, then add the food. Wait a minute to move what you're cooking because the pan's temperature drops slightly when you add food. Using these steps, food should glide right out of the pan. I've heard that a new Alzheimer's drug may actually slow memory loss. Is this true? In July 2023, the Food and Drug Administration granted full approval to lecanemab, which studies have shown may help slow cognitive decline in adults with early Alzheimer's disease. The drug, which is administered in twice-monthly injections, binds to brain amyloids, the abnormal proteins thought to play a role in Alzheimer's. The drug prompts immune cells to essentially chop up the amyloid and get rid of it, says Dr. Tanzi, co-director of the Mass General Institute for Neurodegenerative Disease at Massachusetts General Hospital. He's also a professor of neurology at the Harvard Medical School. Those who took the drug in a clinical study showed 25% less cognitive decline than people who took a placebo. But that change might not be perceptible day to day. The drug is approved only for people with early stage Alzheimer's. And while it's effective at attacking brain amyloids, the extent to which it mitigates symptoms remains unclear. The drug may also cause potentially serious side effects, such as brain bleeds, a small number of which have been fatal. If you or a loved one are interested in Leqembi, talk with your Alzheimer's disease specialist about its benefits and risks. Also consider the cost. Medicare offers coverage for the drug, making it more affordable, but patients could still be on the hook for thousands of dollars each year. Why are brown eggs more expensive than white ones? Are they better for you? The color of an egg's shell is determined by the breed of the chicken that lays it. Eggs with brown shells often cost more than those with white shells because they're usually laid by a larger breed of hen that requires more food, which makes the eggs more expensive for farmers to produce. But there's no nutritional, size, or environmental advantage to brown eggs. Regardless of shell color, one large egg has about 70 calories, 6 grams of protein, 2 grams of saturated fat, about 185 milligrams of cholesterol, and a long list of other nutrients. These include lecithin, an important component of cell membranes, and high levels of choline, a nutrient that aids brain development. Egg yolks also contain phosphatin, a protein that maintains healthy skin, and carotenoids such as carotene, lutein, and zeaxanthin, which have antioxidant properties thought to help reduce the risk of eye diseases like macular degeneration. From Consumer Report Insights, product recommendations and practical advice. 3 surprising things your smart speaker can do. Smart speakers are on their way to becoming as ubiquitous in the United States homes as the microwave. But you may be using only a fraction of the wizardry these gadgets can provide. Whether you own an Amazon, Apple, Google, or other brand of speaker, it can solve some common problems for you. Hey Google, remind me to take my vitamins every day at 8 a.m. Most people know that a smart speaker can create a one-time reminder, but it can also handle more complex repeating alarms. On Google and Apple, tell it, remind me at 6 p.m. every Tuesday to take my medicine. On Amazon, Alexa, create a new reminder. The device will then prompt you for details. Siri, where is my phone? Can't remember where you put your phone? Ask your smart speaker to give it a ring or find my phone. The first time you ask, the virtual assistant will help you set up this feature with your phone number. Alexa, announce that dinner is ready. If you own more than one smart speaker, you can make intercom-style announcements via every compatible speaker in the house. On Amazon, ask Alexa to announce that dinner is ready. To Google, say, broadcast that, fill in the blank. To Siri, say, ask everyone, fill in the blank. Siri's intercom feature can also work on connected Apple devices like your iPhone, Pad, and Apple Watch. The top three smart speakers according to Consumer Reports are the Amazon Echo Studio, $200, the Apple HomePod, second generation, $300, and the Bose Home Speaker 300, $200. Consumer Reports tested glass cleaners, and the top three were Sprayway Glass Cleaner for $4.30. This ammonia-free, no-drip foaming formula easily cut through every type of grime, leaving most surfaces sparkling after a single wipe. Of the six products tested, it was the quickest to dry on mirrors and windows. It's also safe to use on chrome, tile, and porcelain surfaces. The runner-up was Invisible Glass Cleaner at $4.60. Invisible Glass left the tested mirrors and windows shiny and streak-free, and its formula is ammonia-free, which means this spray is also safe to use on some surfaces that ammonia-based cleaners could otherwise damage, such as tinted car windows. The best ammonia-based product was good old Windex Original Glass Cleaner at $4.50. Windex is popular for good reason. It left mirrors and windows spotless, just like the Invisible Glass spray, but it contains ammonia, so don't use it on tinted windows, wood, or stone, and never mix it with products that contain bleach. The combination can produce toxic fumes. Prevent frozen pipes this winter. It's no surprise that when temperatures plummet, the risk of your pipes freezing and then bursting skyrockets. In fact, burst pipes are one of the most common causes of property damage during frigid weather and can cost you thousands to repair. The pipes most at risk are those in unheated interior spaces such as basements, attics, and garages. But even pipes running through your cabinets or exterior walls can freeze. What are the best ways to keep pipes from freezing? These are the steps that experts recommend. Check the insulation in attics, basements, and crawl spaces for long-term protection. Insulation, which can cost as little as 50 cents per linear foot, will keep those rooms warmer. Seal cracks and openings around windows and doors and at sill plates where the house rests on its foundation to fight drafts and help keep crawl spaces, basements, and attics warmer. Use a space heater, if necessary, to warm a chilly room where pipes might be at risk. It's best to plug it into an outlet with a ground fault circuit interrupter, GFCI, and avoid extension cords. Set the thermostat to the same temperature for day and night, around 68 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit. If you'll be away during cold weather, leave the heat on, set it to a temperature at no lower than 55 degrees Fahrenheit. Open the kitchen and bathroom cabinet doors to allow warmer air to circulate around plumbing, especially if your sinks are on an exterior wall. Let cold water drip from a faucet served by exposed pipes. Running water through the pipes, even at a trickle, helps prevent them from freezing. Keep the garage doors closed and well sealed, especially if there are water supply lines in the garage. If your pipes do freeze, here's how to thaw a frozen pipe. If your pipes are frozen and they're in an accessible spot, warm them back up to running temperature. Most important, says John Galeaflor, who oversees Consumer Reports home product testing, be careful and go slowly. And if you think a pipe may already have burst, don't attempt to fix it yourself. Call a plumber. Turn on the faucet. This way you'll be able to see the water starts to flow through, a sign that it's working. Also, running water, even if it's cold, will help melt more of the ice inside. Apply heat. Use an electric hairdryer or a space heater, kept away from flammable materials, of course, or wrap an electric heating pad or towels soaked in hot water around the pipe. Never use any device with an open flame, which can damage your pipes or start a fire. Thaw as close to the faucet as possible. Working your way to the coldest section, keep heating until full water pressure is restored. Which beans taste the best? Consumer Reports tested several brands of chickpeas and black beans. As far as chickpeas go, the top pick is Bush's Chickpeas at $1.60. These beans are flavorful with a nutty, buttery vibe. The texture of the beans varied, ranging from firm to tender. They are a good choice for soups and stews or blended into hummus. The best chickpea for salads is Goya chickpeas at $1.50. Large and plump with a nutty flavor and creamy interior, these beans would be perfect in a salad or try them roasted in the oven for a crunchy snack. The best organic and low-sodium chickpea is the Cento Organic Chickpeas Low Sodium for $2.60. These are on the small side, but they're a decent choice for those watching their sodium. They're a bit bland, so it's best to pair them with flavorful ingredients like lemon juice, garlic, and herbs. For black beans, the top pick is Goya black beans at $1.60. These are earthy with a hint of nuttiness. The cans contained mostly whole beans that had a firm texture and tender interior. We think these beans would be great in a chili or a chunky soup because they're not mushy. The no salt added and organic black beans goes to Eden Organic Black Beans at $2.90. These beans are low in sodium because they are packaged with tiny bits of seaweed instead of salt. They're a good choice for those who must keep an eye on sodium intake. Their flavor is mild and the texture is slightly firm. The not-so-good beans, Consumer Report says to skip these, is the Iberia black beans at $1.50. The tough, chewy skins and overly firm texture of these was a turnoff to all of our testers. And while their sodium level was fine, they tasted mild, which would prompt most to pull out the salt shaker. Consumer Reports says that January is the best time to buy smartwatches, sheets and other bedding, exercise bicycles, and humidifiers. Should you get pet insurance? Vet fees are rising. Is pet coverage worth the monthly cost? We've got answers plus ratings of insurance companies. Despite having both a dog and a cat in my household, pet insurance has long been on the maybe we should look into it list, along with getting faster internet. But our lassitude was called into question early one evening when Phoebe, our 3-year-old cat, showed up at the back door disoriented, limping, and with a nickel-sized bald spot on her left hindquarter. I was concerned, but also worried things were about to get expensive. Turns out, most of the tens of millions of cat or dog-owning households in the United States don't insure them either. According to the North American Pet Health Insurance Association, in 2022, just 4.8 million cats and dogs were insured in this country. In a first-ever evaluation for Consumer Reports, we rated 8 pet insurers: ASPCA, Banfield, Embrace, Fetch, Healthy Paws, Nationwide Pet Insurance, Pets Best, and Trupanion, based on a survey of 2,061 Consumer Report members with insured pets. What we found: many pet owners aren't too happy with their coverage. Of the 8 pet insurance providers we looked at, 6 earned a middling score for overall satisfaction, and 2 bottomed out with unfavorable ratings. To be sure, pet coverage is a mixed breed. It has some similarities to human health insurance because the majority of plans have premiums, deductibles, and copays. But pet policies vary more in what they will cover or won't cover, with not all pet insurers covering the same suite of possible veterinary needs in their basic packages. Because of this, pet insurance can be complicated from a comparison shopping point of view. For example, the plan Trupanion offers covers illness, injuries, surgery, hospital stays, medications, and advanced dentistry. But Liberty Mutual, which was not in our survey, is more a la carte, offering plans that cover only accidental injuries, or only accidents and illnesses, or ones that cover all that plus wellness, preventive care. Banfield Pet Hospital plans, which are more like a veterinary flexible spending account, cover wellness care only. Shopping for coverage. If you're thinking about getting pet insurance, there are a number of considerations to weigh: what the plans cover, what they cost, and how well they reimburse. In addition, there are other important aspects of pet insurance to know about. 1. Pre-existing conditions are typically not covered. A pre-existing condition is any illness or injury that predates the start of an insurance policy, classified as incurable like cancer or diabetes, or curable like a broken bone. Insurers may ask to see your pet's medical records before enrollment, or they may impose waiting periods up to 12 months before coverage starts. 2. There are age cutoffs too. While a pet's age factors into the price of the premium, some companies will not extend new policies to pets over a certain age. Of the 8 carriers ranked by Consumer Reports, only 4, ASPCA, Banfield, Fetch, and Pets Best, have no age limits. Major Medical at Nationwide is restricted to dogs 10 years old and younger, and the other carriers have age policies that vary depending on the type of coverage. 3. The cost of premiums, copays, and deductibles can add up. Premium price is based on the type of coverage you choose, where you live, the kind of pet you have, and how old he is. In our survey, the typical premium cost was $47 per month per pet. Trupanion was highest at $63 a month, and Pets Best was lowest at $42. A small difference, but one that comes out to roughly $252 a year. Depending on the plan you choose, deductibles can range from $0 to $1,000 or more. And copays, the fixed percentage of a vet bill you must pay out of pocket, are typically 20%. Number 4. There are usually annual caps. Pet insurers typically impose annual limits on how much they will pay out on an individual animal's coverage. If you hit your annual limit, it will be your responsibility to pay out of pocket for vet care. With ASPCA, You can choose annual caps ranging from $2,500 to unlimited. Nationwide gives you the option of electing annual maximums of $5,000, $7,500, $10,000, and even unlimited, depending on the plan. Number 5. You typically need to pay providers directly, then get reimbursed. This means you must have the ability to pay the vet bill at the point of service and then file a claim for reimbursement with the insurance company. Number 6. Insurers that reimburse the most. More than half, 55% of the respondents said they received full reimbursement for the most recent claims submitted over the past 12 months. And an additional 21% received partial reimbursement. Embrace Pet Insurance delivered the highest level of complete reimbursements, paying in full on 86% of claims, followed by Banfield, 84%, and True Panion, 79%. But Pets Best and Nationwide Pet Insurance appeared less likely to fully reimburse on the most recent claims filed, with 63% and 61% reimbursement rates, respectively. Number 7. Most plans let you choose your vet, but some practices charge higher prices than others, so it's important to ask for a price list and be mindful of your coverage limits. You will be reimbursed according to your policy's terms, no matter which vet you go to. Banfield Pet Hospital's wellness plans coverage is a notable exception to the Any Vet rule. Its policyholders must select a provider from Banfield's network of 3,600 or more veterinarians. Will pet insurance save you money? According to Consumers Reports analysis of the claim experiences, getting pet insurance doesn't guarantee you'll save money. The typical survey respondent paid, on average, $47 a month for coverage. The average respondent submitted claims for about $786 for vet services yearly, but according to our estimates, likely received reimbursements of between $500 and $600. Because they also pay a deductible and copay, in the end, most respondents pretty much broke even. Those who got wellness care coverage, which includes a pet's annual visit with vaccines, etc., could save a little if they were also buying major medical coverage. According to the ASPCA, the annual cost of routine wellness care for a dog is $225, while the riders for this coverage raise the premium you're already paying by $120 to $300 annually. Making the insurance decision. Acquiring pet insurance may require you to take stock of both your emotional and financial reserves. For some, the decision will come down to simple math, while others may conclude that buying insurance is the right choice for the peace of mind it provides. For now, I'm pursuing a hybrid route. When Phoebe was injured, we opted for a $25 consult from a vet telehealth service that offered 5 days of unlimited vet access via text and video conference. With the consult, medicine, and supplies, we spent $133 to get Phoebe on the mend. Bond Vet and POP are two pet telehealth options. Another way to save on vet care is to use a veterinary teaching hospital, which may be able to offer discounts on care. The American Association of Veterinary Medical Colleges suggests contacting its member institutions to learn about specific services. You have been listening to excerpts from Consumer Reports on Owl Radio. You can listen to Owl Radio on our specially tuned radio or by streaming on your computer or smartphone. You may also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at www.owlradio.org. Thank you.